Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 15th, 2024 is based on Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and this is the sixth sermon in our Level Up Discipleship Edition sermon series. This sermon is entitled, Serve. Our second reading comes from Matthew in the 25th chapter. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at the left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the King will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of My family, you did it to Me. Then He will say to those at His left hand, You that are accursed, depart from Me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked, or sick or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then He will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to Me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, our perfect example of service to others. Amen. Well, as a reminder, in case this is your first week here during the sermon series, we are leaving some of those predetermined lectionary readings that are assigned for particular Sundays, and we're engaging in this sermon series based on discipleship, which is the practice of growing as disciples. The series is called Level Up, as you can see from the graphic, and we are exploring seven practices that will help us grow in that discipleship. Today, we look at the practice of serve or service. I'm going to start off by asking you to share a quick story with someone nearby. I want you to share a volunteer experience that you've had that affected you deeply. Now, there's no right or wrong answers to this, right? So feel free to be as honest and open and vulnerable with the people you're sharing with as you are comfortable. So take a couple of minutes, maybe a minute apiece, and turn to some people around you and briefly share about a volunteer experience that affected you deeply. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God. I hope that you were able to reflect fondly on some experiences of volunteering. My guess is that many of you have a story where volunteering somewhere or serving others gave you a deeper sense of self or an appreciation for something new or helped you to view the people you were serving differently. My guess is that you also came away from that experience somewhat of a changed person. Because Christ-centered service is often transformational. It can change both the life of the one who serves as well as the person who is served. The Bible study, Living Faith in Daily Life, which is kind of the basis for this series, explains it this way. As baptized believers, we are called to live our lives as servants of God. Micah 6:8 says, "And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" Scripture frequently reminds us that as Christians, we are to serve others, work for justice, and live in community with our neighbors, even those whose race or class, sexuality, culture, politics, or religion are different from our own. That is the heart of social ministry. Why is a life of service or social ministry such a challenge? Why is it sometimes so difficult for us to respond to the call to serve? The reasons are many: lack of time, choice of priorities, the availability of seemingly limited resources to use in response to long-standing problems, hopelessness, apathy, fatigue. But the good news is that not only has God called us to live lives of Christian service, God has also provided the gifts that are needed to make it happen. I realize how hard it can be to serve. There are so many demands on our time. And sometimes we question whether or not that hour or two of service will really make a difference at all. And it doesn't help that our society tries us to get to judge who is really worthy of our service or not. Do imprisoned people deserve our service? Do homeless people deserve our service? Do addicts deserve our service? The list goes on and on. What if someone I serve doesn't really need it? Should I then forego all serving whatsoever? Well, Jesus and most of the scriptures give us an answer to that. They spend a lot of time talking about those who society looks down upon. Those who we hear in Matthew 25 are called the least of these. In biblical times, that would have been those who society deemed outside of the community or of no use to them in society. Widows, orphans, criminals, immigrants, or as they call them, strangers in the land. Who might society today claim as the outsiders? The unloved, the unable to contribute, the undeserving of our help. The scripture says something else about those who society wants to ignore and demonize and throw away. Jesus is pretty clear about who we are called to love and serve. It's not a select few. We are called to serve and love our neighbor, all our neighbors, without qualifying who is deserving or not. And Jesus has a soft spot for those who are considered the least of these. He tells us that our service should be rooted in helping those who society shuns, bringing them back into the beloved community as valuable members of society. We should love and protect those that society wants to discard. And in this text from Matthew, we are shown how to treat those people, both generously and willingly. Most importantly, the text reminds us that Jesus can be found in all of us, those who serve as well as those who are being served. And when we are serving our siblings in need, we're serving God at the same time. It is God's very gift of free grace and love that impels us to reach out and help those in need. To bring this around to our video game analogies for this series, I want to take a look at Super Mario Brothers, the classic NES game. In the first installment of the series, Mario battles through the entire kingdom to save who?
Princess Peach.
Right? It's a very common video game trope that a man is needed to help a helpless woman. But it's in Super Mario Brothers 2, which stylistically is a very divisive game in the gamer's world, okay? But in Mario Brothers 2, Mario evolves. He's no longer battling through the kingdom to win something for himself, the hand of the princess. Rather, he is joined by the princess and friends to work together. They're teaming up to defeat the evil Toad King named Wart, whose gang of misfits called 8-Bit is unfairly subjugating the people of the kingdom. You see, Mario and his friends, they didn't need to go off and battle Wart. They could have held back in their own little kingdom in the safety of Princess Peach's castle and ignored what was going on over there. They could have said, "That's not my fight. Let them figure it out themselves." But instead, they know the right thing to do is to stand up for and help the people who society is mistreating and who desperately need to experience some love and grace. You had no idea Mario was so deep, did you? But just like Mario, and more importantly, just like Jesus, we are called as disciples to practice service to others. And that service traditionally falls into three different service categories: direct service, advocacy, and community organizing. Using our partner, the Lebanon Food Pantry, as our example, we're going to explore quickly what those three categories mean for service. Direct service is providing goods and services that benefit those in need. This is where most of us spend our time in service, meeting the immediate needs of an individual. For the food pantry, this may mean donating food items like people have done over the last week, stocking shelves, or bagging up food for the food insecure to take home with them. Advocacy involves congregations and communities working together on behalf of the least of these. Our ELCA denomination has a whole division of our churchwide expression that works towards advocating for those whose voice is not commonly heard at the table. For the food pantry, it may mean that we encourage our lawmakers locally, statewide, nationally, to make more resources available to feed those in need. And more importantly, it may mean sharing stories of those who are food insecure to show others that these people are real people just like us, trying to make ends meet and are not just looking for a free ride. And it's typically only through serving these people directly that we get to learn these stories about people's humanity and how close we are to maybe one day being in the same situation they are in. The third way is community organizing, which works to achieve justice in society through long-term systemic changes. This type of service works towards breaking down the systems that caused people to end up on the outside of society. For our food pantry, it may look like working to solve the issues that cause people to be food insecure in the first place. It might look like organizing green spaces around the community to plant community gardens where people can get produce for free. It might look like fighting for living wages or making sure that our food supply is not controlled by a small majority who look to squeeze infinite profits out of one of our most basic human needs. I'm not going to lie to you, if that sounds a little political to you, it's because it is. Sometimes living out our faith crosses into the realm of the political. Not partisan politics, trying to divide one another or telling people who to vote for, but politics doing the work of the people, encouraging our systems of government to care for those who need it most. How do you typically feel most called to serve? Through direct service, advocacy, or community organizing? Maybe today has sparked in you a desire to try something new, serving in a new way, or just renewing a way in which you like to serve. And there are some ways that you can practice leveling up in service this week and beyond. We have a whole team here at the church called our service ministry that you can look up in the front of your photo directory to find out some of the ways that they do that work. You can donate directly to the Lebanon Food Pantry. You can advocate for proper funding for Ohio schools, which has been proved unconstitutional in the state. You can volunteer for Family Promise that helps families who are experiencing homelessness. You can participate in a prison ministry. You can advocate for immigrants who are being discriminated against. You can support the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act. Many people don't know that churches are not required by law to be in compliance with the American with Disabilities Act. But our congregation chooses to do so out of love for our neighbor. You can make quilts like the ones that you see here on the pews to be sent around the world for Lutheran World Relief. You can visit and spend time with seniors or homebound people. You can speak up for the person being mistreated at school or sit with the lonely kid at the lunch table. As baptized believers, we are called to serve in this world. And God has given us the gifts and the talents and the resources to care for both members of our family and members of the congregation, as well as those throughout the world that are seen as the least of these. This is our challenge, to serve all God's people humbly, willingly, and lovingly. And I want you to take note at our dismissal today, the words at the very end of the service. Because as we leave this place each and every Sunday, we are reminded of that challenge, which is our missional work that we are called to do when we leave this place. We say that we depart now, reaching out to others, living in faith, and celebrating Christ's love. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.